This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 31st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm here today on my own to talk through everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. But it was not day 23 anymore. It's day 24 in the house. And there's a lot to get through here today. A lot to get through. It's just pure unadulterated live feed update here. Straight out of the can. Fresh. You know, because you put fresh things in cans. So let's get to it. Let's talk about it because there's plans for nominations. There's nominations. There's wild card competitions. There's wild card results. There's arguing back and forth. There's will the cookout get exposed? There's am I able to save myself? There's all kinds of things to talk through today. So I'm here to talk through all of it. And you guys will be here along with me throughout the entire process. You can ask me any kind of questions that you want as we go. I'm not going to always answer them, but you can ask them if you want. So let's do it. Let's make this happen. All right. So we started the day. Christian is the new HOH, and the on the docket for the day is that Christian and Alyssa have been talking about wanting to target Hannah, and they're considering putting up Hannah and Whitney with Hannah as the target. Now, this is not good for the cookout because if Hannah is the target, they will need to potentially expose themselves by saving Hannah in the vote, that they'll have to go against their allies in the royal flush and potentially expose their numbers. It's not good for them if that happens. Ideally, they can convince Christian and Alyssa and the Kings in general that Whitney should be the target and not Hannah. So that's the primary goal for them through the day, to convince Christian and Alyssa to target Whitney. But Sarah Beth has been pushing very hard in the other direction. Sarah Beth has been pushing that they target Hannah for quite a while, and she has found a lot of success so far. So we start the day, and Xavier, who just took a beating from Sarah Beth the night before, could not break through her barrier of target Hannah. He's going to take a crack at it without Sarah Beth there. And that's going to be his goal for the morning. But prior to that, it's actually Kylan that's going to get in there with some good advice for Hannah early in the morning. Kylan tells Hannah that that she really needs to get to work here. She says that she told Christian that she might put up a king as a nominee if she won. He's like, maybe not the best idea to do that. You should say that you would never have put a king up. Never in your life would you put a king on the block. He says, you should say that you're playing a low-key game and that because you're playing a low-key game, you would not want to take a big shot. You would want to take a little shot. Take a shot at the Jokers to maintain your low-key game if you won the HOH. That's what you should go for. And you should say that if for some reason you needed to put up a king, the only king you would put up is somebody like Sarah Beth, because she's the least likely to go home and you don't want a king to go home. So that's the plan. That's what he says that she should do, right? So Xavier is going to get in there and start working on Christian. This is what I was mentioning before. He says, look, Christian, it's just us now. And really, for us, it's important that Whitney goes home before the jury. Why is it important that Whitney goes home before the jury? Because Whitney says that she wants a woman to win. And guess what we are not? Women. Boom. Right? She's not going to vote for a man in the end. We need her out before the jury. That's what's best for us. That's what's best for us. Maybe not best for the women on our team, but it's what's best for us, right? Add on top of that, Christian, don't you think that Whitney is the only player bold enough to take a shot at me, at us? Hannah's too smart to do that. Hannah recognizes that it's not a good idea to take a shot at us. We are too great and powerful. Nobody with a rational mind would take a shot at us in this game. She's like, yeah. That's right. Nobody smart would take a shot at us. That's right. Christian says, okay, but could I still use Hannah as a pawn and not have her come for me? Like, is that something that could even work? And Xavier's like, yeah, of course. Hannah loves you. You'd be fine. Christian's like, all right, okay. I see what you're saying. Christian starting to come around. Xavier doing some good work here. He's done this before, and it's been turned around by Sarah Beth, but for the moment, things are looking okay. Hannah's going to go to Alyssa briefly and mention that just in case you've heard anything, you should know I would never have put up a king. What Kylan told her to say, essentially. And she reassures her, there's no way I would ever come after you. And I would love to talk with you and Christian and even the whole team later in the day. Alyssa's like, okay, sure. Hannah then goes to Xavier, and she's going to tell him what Kylan told her to say. She mentioned specifically a couple of pieces that Kylan told her to say that she's not sure if she should go with. She runs some things by Xavier. She says, okay. He says, okay, what are you going to say if they say who you're going after next week? And she says some of the lines that she went over with Kylan. She says, okay, that I've been playing a low-key game. I want to continue playing a low-key game, so I'd put up the weakest team. He says, that sounds great. She says, if I had to put a king up, I'd put up the person who I think has the best chance of staying. Okay, sounds great. She says, my main point I think I'm going to make is that I've been talking game with them for weeks now, since week one. And you know, I didn't just approach them now to try and work with them. Like, I've been working with them for a while. And he says, good. Love it. All right, break. And so Alyssa comes in after Hannah leaves, and she talks with Xavier and says, you know, I've been thinking, I think we probably can trust Hannah. I just talked to her and she said she would never, you know, throw up one of the kings. I think she's probably telling the truth. Maybe we should. She wants to talk later and clear the air. I think she's going to explain the whole thing. And I just need to remember that Hannah being so smart is not necessarily a bad thing, because it just means that she's smart enough to not come after us. And Xavier says, exactly. That's the morning, pretty much. Xavier's like, let's go. Getting the work in. Making it happen. Xavier's feeling good. He feels like he's gotten Christian and Alyssa on board now. A lot of that work, half of that work was Hannah, at least. And Kylan as well, but it was a group effort, and they made some progress here. Good morning for the cookout. So we get to the wild card competition, and of course, in the wild card competition, Whitney, Claire, and Azza will be competing. So obviously, if Whitney wins this wild card competition, things could get very hairy. And not only because people keep talking about Whitney's blonde hair. Things could get very tricky here if Whitney wins. But we're going to get to this wild card competition. Now, I actually feel like, or actually felt like, it may be best for Claire's game to try to get Whitney to win this. However, you never really know, considering what the reward might be. And when the feeds came back from the wild card competition, we find out that the rewards might be something worth winning this competition for, even if it would have been better to let Whitney win. And that's because Claire does win the wild card competition. Apparently, it was not even close. And as the feeds come back, she's talking with Kyland about it. They're very happy about her win. And the way that it's being talked about, we don't know the details. I don't think they know the details fully, but the way that it's being talked about is that, that she will not only be safe this week, but that she is also safe at least for next week as well. That she is safe for multiple weeks. We don't know how many exactly, but basically for the rest of the day, the talk is going to be that Claire has made the jury. In whatever capacity that means, Claire is in the jury. There's no question about it. She's not, she doesn't need to worry next week. Claire should be safe. I don't know what the cost was. I don't know what the details on this are. They believe that Claire is going to be safe until the jury, which of course means one more week after this. So big result here for Claire. That definitely, in my opinion, is worth taking that win, more so than throwing a wrench into the plans of the cookout, which she doesn't even know exists at the moment. Now, if she can somehow get Whitney to win the veto, that could work for her as well. But, you know, we'll see. Brittany is going to be talking to Big D. She says that the move here is to for Christian and Alyssa is to put up Derek X and Whitney. That she thinks that by putting Derek X next to Whitney, you would allow Derek X to win the veto, and then you can replace him with Hannah if you want, and the target should be Whitney. This is Brittany's plan. It's not going to be particularly relevant, but I wrote it down. Then we're going to have our meetings. Post wildcard meetings. This is going to determine really the entire week. And the big one is going to come up right away. Christian, Alyssa, Sarah, Beth, Xavier, the Kings, Tiffany, Kylan, and Claire, the Queens, are going to have the big meeting. And they're basically like, what should we do? What should be the plan? And everyone is pretty hesitant to lead off with what they want, their agenda, except for Sarah Beth, who starts off the conversation while everyone else is like, I don't know, what do we do? I don't know, should we maybe do this thing or maybe that thing? Sarah Beth is like, all right, guys, I know what I want to do. I think that Hannah should be the target. And here is my laundry list of reasons why. Why is it called a laundry list anyway? It's weird to me. Who makes a list of their laundry? Like shopping list, grocery list. You don't need a list of your, I don't know. Anyway, Sarah Beth, she's got a whole bunch of lists for why Hannah should go on the block and why Hannah should be the target. And the Queens are not super pleased about these lists, laundry or not. And they're going to try and push back. Well, I mean, yeah, sure. Hannah may be good at competitions, may be smart, whatever. But what about Whitney? Why not Whitney? Whitney is also very smart. Whitney is somebody that's dangerous to our game. And Kylan brings up the point. Hey, well, remember, Whitney, I get it for you women, but, for us men, Whitney is not going to be a vote for, a man in the final two. So it's important for us, Christian, nudge, nudge, to get out Whitney. Sarah says, okay, sure, but neither Whitney or Hannah are going to make jury anyway. We're going to target them both anyway, right? And so the point is that fewer people are going to want to target Hannah next week. So we should target her this week. Whitney will be the big target next week, and they'll both be gone before jury. You won't need to worry about it. Easy. That's the argument she made the night before as well. Kylan, though, finally somebody brings this up. Kylan says, well, here's the problem. We could miss the shot next week. It's very easy to do that. What if she wins the veto? And now all of a sudden she's in the jury and we missed our shot. So we should take the shot now. I think that's the call here. Sarah Beth, though, she is not going to let any of this go. Sarah Beth goes full on. She says, all right, well, you know what? It's wonderful. It's wonderful that you guys can start to think about jury votes already. That's great for you. I'm still trying to make the jury. And if Hannah wins HOH, my butt could go home. So I don't know. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And Tiffany's like, this is not a good direction. Tiffany's going to interject. She'd be like, okay. This is great. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think there's a bigger threat to all Ever Games, bigger than Whitney, bigger than Hannah. I think that's Brittany. I mean, Brittany has talked about putting both you and you, Christian and Alyssa, on the block. I mean, come on. That's dangerous. And Kylan's like, oh yeah, I heard that too. And Alyssa's like, wait, what? Brittany said she would put us up? That's surprising to me. And they're like, yes. Oh, I mean, don't say anything, but please. She has said that. And Sarah Beth's like, no. Hey, hold on. Hey, listen, guys, stop talking about Brittany. We are naive to think that anybody outside of the Kings wouldn't put the Kings up. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what she's saying. And Alyssa says, I do think that Hannah is smart and she'd be smart enough to work with the Kings if we leave her alone. And Sarah Beth says, Sarah Beth, now at this point, starting to flounder, starting to go, uh-oh, the tide is turning against me. I need to get back. Sarah Beth says, I just find it concerning personally that, like, I don't understand why all of you are pushing so hard to protect Hannah. Like, it concerns me that Kylan is, you're like, oh, well, don't worry, I've got Hannah. And Christian, you're like, don't worry, I don't have Hannah. Why do so many people here think they have Hannah? Why are so many people pushing to protect Hannah? And the queens start getting defensive. Well, whoa, we're not pushing to defend Hannah. Hannah's fine to go. It doesn't really matter that much. And they lose all their ground. I mean, that was like the nuclear card right there. She really went for it with the basically accusing them of things. And they pretty much take the bait as well, and they fall back into the defensive mode, which gets Hannah back on top, or sorry, Sarah Beth back on top. But Tiffany retorts again. She goes, okay, this is bad for us again. Let's get this back going in a different direction again. Because she knows the answer to this question. Christian, hold on. Okay. Let's calm down again. Christian, what do you want? Christian's like, well, you know, what I want is what the team wants. And it's about the team. Okay, Christian, if you could make your own decision, separate from everything else, what do you want? He says, well, first of all, I think Brittany absolutely would not come from me. I don't believe that Brittany would come from me. Okay. No Brittany. Okay. If not Brittany, who? Look, if I had my way, I would take out Whitney. I mean, but I want to do what's best for the team. I want to do what's right for all of us. So I don't want to just, you know, do what I want to do. And Tiffany's like, this is exactly what I want. She says, look, this is your HOH. And, you know, we can all give you advice and all of that. But at the end of the day, you should do what's best for you, Christian. And it also happens to be what I want you to do. So that would be great. Kylan says, look, no matter what direction we go in, just know that I support the flush, and that I will support whatever decision we make here. And Sarah Beth is like, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, we'll just keep our options open. You know, either way we go, we'll be fine. And the break, meeting's over. No conclusion is reached. But what a battle it was. And it was very interesting to watch. What was interesting about it is that obviously we have Sarah Beth being very forceful, very, very pushy, and getting mostly her way. Tiffany, very, very perceptive, very great. She understands when the tide is turning and is very adept at like, shifting into a different direction before things can go. Sarah Beth was also good at it, but was less subtle about it, obviously. And then Kyland is able to get in there and hammer home some points here and there. Not surprising to me that the primary voices in these conversations are the ones that we are talking about as very good players, that they are the ones that are able to direct these conversations in the best way. Obviously, Alyssa's speaking, Xavier is speaking. There are other people involved in this conversation, but they tend to just add to the direction it's already going rather than be able to shift the direction into the way that they want it to go, which is a great metaphor for their entire games individually.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So that meeting is done. No conclusion is really reached. But after the queens leave this meeting, and also just this one small thing about this meeting, that I wish, and it's very small, but the queens came in and they all sat on the couches, and the kings sat on the bed and the chairs over here. So it was the kings over on one side and the queens over on the other side. And that was how the kings kind of set it up. But I think what I would have liked to see from the queens is like, if they had been able to be like, hey, can I sit over here on the bed? Like, oh, hey, can I sit over here next to you? Like if they had intermingled a little bit more, and they could have used any excuse like, oh, you know, maybe we should be a little bit quieter so people don't hear us talk, or like, hey, you know, can I see, I can't really see everyone from here. Can I come over here? Just because I think that by sitting separate from the kings, it really helps emphasize the fact that they are a separate unit, and it really drives home the separation in the alliance. And I don't think it helps them make their case. And I also think because this is a big conversation, it sticks in your memory that like queens over here, kings over here. Yeah, it's a small thing. Anyway, queens leave. Kings talk about the conversation. And Christian says, I'm not even considering Brittany. Brittany's not going up. Sarah Beth says, yeah, why are they bringing up Brittany all the time? That's weird to me. Let them target Brittany. And Xavier's like, yeah, let them target Brittany. Xavier's like an undercover agent. It's funny, very funny. Alyssa says, I don't believe them. I don't think Brittany would put us up. And Sarah Beth says, look, it scares me that when I talk to Kyland, he says, don't worry, I've got Hannah. It scares me how, like, why do so many guys think they have Hannah? Why do so many people think they have Hannah? She's too good at this game. And you know what else? I don't trust Derek either. I don't think he threw that competition. I think he was lying to both of us about it. So, like, I'm just concerned. And Christian says, does it make, and then they keep talking. Do you think it, and they keep talking. Doesn't it make sense to put Derek X up to throw people off? And everyone's like, no, that's dumb. Okay. Sarah Beth says, I don't think we need to worry about Derek X unless Hannah is still here next week. If Hannah's still here next week, maybe he feels comfortable enough to take a shot at us. Just anything to get it back to Hannah. And she says, look, the queens are smart. We can't fully trust them. We need to take out Hannah so that they don't have Hannah to use against us in the future. If they all want Hannah to stay and they want Whitney to go, then they can do that for themselves next week. And without the queens in the room, Sarah Beth is turning the tide back fully over onto Hannah. Xavier, once again, cannot withstand the force that is Sarah Beth. And the Hannah target is back in full swing. Meanwhile, Tiffany, Claire, and Kyland are going to talk. Tiffany's pretty frustrated that every time Christian tries to speak, he gets interrupted. And of course, she's meaning Sarah Beth. Next meeting, Kings are going to end up meeting with the Jokers. Christian, Alyssa, Sarah Beth, Xavier, the Kings are going to meet with Azza, Brittany, and Big D. And first question, what would you guys have done if you had won the HOH? They hem and haw. But then Azza says, I would have put up Whitney. Whitney would have been my target. Okay. Brittany says, same. Or Hannah, because I've never talked game with him. And Kristen's like, okay, so which of the two, Hannah or Whitney? And she says, it would be tough, but it would probably be Hannah, to be honest. And then Big D says, I don't know why are you asking me this question? What? I've already had this conversation with you guys. I've explained this to you already. It would have been Whitney. Why are we even talking? And Kristen's like, we're just trying to ask everyone the same question. Kristen's like, look, I'm just trying to look out for you guys, because the Aces have told me that, that the Jokers, that they'd go after you guys, the Jokers. And Brittany says, well, that's interesting, because the Aces told us that they were going after you guys because they were sick of us being bullied. They said that word bullied. And they're like, well, who's the one that said that amongst the Aces? I don't think Derek would have said that. No, it wasn't Derek. Who was it then? Was it Whitney? It was Whitney. Whitney said it. Okay. Well, but here's the thing, says Christian. Do we think that Whitney is just the spokesperson? And that perhaps there's others in the Aces that really mean it, that are thinking it, and that Whitney's just the person who's been saying it. And they're like, well, not Derek. Derek wouldn't be thinking it. Like, yeah, exactly. But maybe somebody else in the Aces has been thinking it, and Whitney's just the one saying it. Right? And Oz is like, no, not right. Oz is like, look, this is just me, but the game is very simple. All right? It's always been the same person who's involved in everything. That is doing everything. You just put that person up and you send that person home. That's what I think. And Big D's like, look, you guys are stupid if you think that you're not putting up two people from the Aces. If you're going to put anybody other than the Aces up, you guys are stupid. And he says, you got a person with blonde extensions walking around in this house saying your name, and you're not going to target her. Come on. And Christian and Alyssa again say, like, well, look, but somebody else might be controlling that blonde extension person's strings, right? Brittany's like, if you're talking about the encyclopedia of the house, then I agree. I agree. Big D's like, no, I don't see that. Whitney is the one talking and planning everything. Whitney is the one. If you guys don't take the shot, you will end up on the block. You've got to hit first. If you guys don't want to make the move, don't make the move. That's fine. But That's all I'm going to say. And Brittany's like, look, Christian, you just take the shot that makes the most sense for you. All right. And that's the meeting. All right. Joker's done. Okay. Christian, Alyssa, Sarah Beth, and Xavier, the Kings, they talk after the Joker's meeting. And Xavier feels like, okay, I've got this. Xavier kicks it off. He's like, oh, one thing I wanted to say. I remember what I wanted to say earlier. I think that one of the reasons why we haven't been targeted so far is that we've been doing what the house wants. You know, like I went after Brent, like the house wanted. And so I think that the less people we piss off, the better, right? So it seems like everyone wants Whitney gone. So maybe we should do what the house wants and then we won't be targets. Christian barely heard a word he said. Christian goes, you know what? After that conversation with the Jokers, I definitely want my target to be Hannah because they're clearly targeting Whitney. And Alyssa's like, exactly. Christian, you and I are on the same wavelength. And Xavier's like, no, that's the opposite of what I said. And so Christian's like, Alyssa says, yes, exactly. Nobody seems to want Hannah out. Why would we take out Whitney for everyone? Why are we doing their dirty work? They can do that next week. We can take out Hannah this week. And Christian's whole thing is that, like, yes, because Whitney will be a target. She'll help distract people from me next week. That would be ideal. And Christian says, okay. And this is where they're getting the closest to, you know, enlightenment, right? Christian's like, okay. So our target is definitely Hannah. We put up Whitney and Hannah. The Jokers are going to vote out Whitney. We're going to vote out Hannah. The vote will come down to the Queens. The Queens seem to want out Whitney, but they'll vote with us. They'll support us. You know, they're with us. They would be. Kylan even said at the end of that conversation that no matter what we do, he would support the Flush. So they'll be with us. And it's like, ooh, no, they won't. You're so close. You're so close. So Christian says, okay. So we'll have the votes. And okay, so what do I tell Hannah? Should I tell Hannah that the Jokers wanted to target her? And Sarah says, no, because if you're going to tell her that she's a pawn, then you should say that they were targeting Whitney and that she'll be safe. And Alyssa says, by the way, hold on. Why are we protecting the Queens here? We should say the whole house is targeting Whitney. We can't put up Derek X because he'll go home. He's not a pawn. So just tell Hannah that you need a pawn. You can't put up the Jokers because you don't want to piss them off. The whole house wants to target Whitney and you can't put up Derek X because he'll go home. Boom. Easy. Okay. Meanwhile, Derek and Whitney are talking and they're trying to figure out what they should say to the Kings. Whitney asks Derek, like, who do you think you would put up? He implies that he would probably put up one from the Queens, one from the Jokers, something like that. That's what he's going to say to the Kings, at least. And she says, I think that I'd go after Kylan. I know you're friends with him. I know that, like, you're cool with him, but I just think that he's the best target for them, for the house. I just think that he is dangerous in this game. He's got a lot of people. He's the only person that's one HOH outside of the Kings right now that's still in the game. And I just think that they should probably target Kylan this week. And I think that's what I should pick. I think that's what we should pitch to him. And Derek's like, oh, no, I separate personal from game. I'd be cool. I'd be cool with the, you know, targeting Kylan. Whitney's going to then bring Hannah in, and she does her whole pitch against Kai to Hannah as well. She thinks they should all pitch that Kylan should be the target. Now, what's interesting is that Whitney is basically 100% correct here. Like, they should absolutely be targeting Kylan this week. They should not be targeting Whitney. You know, Kylan has allies everywhere. Hannah's in the cookout. Derek is in the Royal Flush, as are Christian and Alyssa. Like, every single person that she talks to is aligned with Kylan, because pretty much the entire house is aligned with Kylan apart from herself and Brittany. So it's right idea, wrong execution, because how do you even execute this, right? So while that's happening, Christian's going to have a conversation with Hannah. And remember, at this point, he fully wants to target her. But the point of this conversation is that he's going to tell her, this is why you're going up on the block. Don't worry, you'll be a pawn, you know, so on and so forth. He says, okay, Hannah, I've talked to the house. The whole house is targeting Whitney. Okay? But here's my deal. I need to put somebody up next to Whitney. I can't put up Derek because he'll go home next to Whitney. I don't want to put up the Jokers because I don't want to piss off the whole Jokers team. So I think that you will stay against Whitney. Hannah's like, whoa, what happens if Whitney wins the veto? And you can literally see the moment in Christian's face when he goes, oh my God, we didn't plan for that. Wow, what did they, oh no, did they tell me what to say with this one? They spent like 10 minutes preparing what he was going to say to Hannah. They never thought about what if Whitney wins the veto? You know what? He says, I hadn't thought that far. But probably a Joker, right? Yeah. Joker. She's like, okay. She says, look, putting me up is a mistake. Now, I want to try to get into exactly what Hannah does here, because there's a lot of things that I think she does very right, and then a couple of things that she does wrong, and we're going to see the end result of this conversation, you know, by the end of the day, right? So, I like this. Hannah puts up a pretty strong opposition to going up on the block. I like this. I think that people are way too quick to give in to being put up on the block. Now she still doesn't quite recognize that it's, you know, as a potential target, but especially when you're a potential target, like, I think she does a lot of things right here in this conversation. This is one of them. Putting me up is a mistake. She says, look, you think that you'll piss off the Jokers if you put them up. Sure. Putting up a Joker pisses off the Jokers, but it only pisses off the Jokers. You're talking about how if you put up Whitney and a Joker, then you piss off two teams, but you're not pissing off our team. Derek and I will understand that you're putting up Whitney. We don't care. Get Whitney out of here. We don't care. You're only pissing off the Jokers, right? And yes, you can say that if you put me up on the block next to Whitney, then you're not pissing off the Jokers. But what happens if me or Whitney win the veto? All of a sudden, you have to put up a Joker anyway. And now they're going to be even more pissed at you, right? So why would you upset me by putting me up on the block when I wouldn't be upset otherwise, and potentially also piss off the Jokers even more? That just doesn't make sense. So she says, look, we've had a good relationship. It doesn't make sense for me to go up and for you to risk my safety in the game. And this comes back to what she had said she wanted to say before. She says, I have been talking game with you from day two. Like, from week one, for weeks, we've been talking game. You know that we have a good relationship. Something that I like to think about is that, I like to think about the people that I've talked game with a long time, and not just the people who come up to me, you know, out of the blue, who all of a sudden want to work with me, especially when I'm in power. Like, that's not how I play. You know that we have a history. We have a long-standing relationship, and I would never do this to you, Christian. We are tight. Don't risk my safety in this game. And he starts to go, I just wish I didn't win. Christian has a tendency to get a little whiny sometimes. And he gets, you can tell that he's like being genuine when he's being whiny. He's like, I wish I didn't win now. You make good points. This is hard. And she's like, look, and this is why I'm like, hey, Hannah, you should see that you're actually breaking through to him here. She says, I've had your back. I will continue to have your back. Are you really willing to risk our relationship in order to piss off the Jokers? In order to not piss off the Jokers? She says, it would suck if I ended up on the block because of a friend. I would not have done that to you. And he's like, yeah. She says, you're not looking me in the eye. It's like, no. It's because I feel bad. She's like, is that it? Is your decision made? He says, no, my decision's not made. She says, but you're leaning in a particular direction. He's like, yeah, but you brought up good points and they're bothering me. So I don't know. She's like, okay. So one of the things I don't like that people do in these kinds of conversations is that they often start to make progress. And when they see that it hasn't 100% worked, they often abandon it. So, like when Hannah's making progress and then she goes essentially like, are you not, you're not with me. You're not going to do this. Are you going to, you know, put me on the block? She's basically giving Christian the out to be like, yes. You know what I mean? It's not too bad here because she doesn't go too far here, but she does a good job, throughout this. I think the main thing here is reiterating, and I think that this was the best point that she made, reiterating the relationship that she had with him, how long the history of it is, and how she is a number for him and wants to work with him and has a good relationship with him. And she does, you know, you do have to kind of sprinkle in, and this is the tricky part, that like, even if she does go up on the block, she'll still be cool with him, but why would he do that? Because she's good with him. So she does a pretty good job of that here. While this is happening, Derek and Kylan are going to be talking about like, how does Derek convince them to go after the Jokers? How hard should he push? Stuff like that. Whitney's going to come in right after Hannah, and talk with Christian. Whitney has a slightly different approach, right? Whitney says, you know, obviously we've talked about working together. I still really want to do that. She says to Christian, he asks Whitney, what would you have done if you had won this week? And she says, well, I would have needed to put up Sarah Beth. I've told you that before, but only as a pawn against like Big D or something like that. But my real target, and I would want to have a group discussion about this, but my real target would be Kylan. And she says, because Kylan is dangerous in this game. He has a lot of people in this game. He's all the same reasons, right? And Christian's not really giving her much. She says, like, is there any chance I'm going up? And he says, look, you're fine right now. I mean, I still have questions to ask people, but you know, I'm not going to say anything, but you know, I think you'll be fine. And that's basically that conversation. While that conversation is happening, Hannah is talking to Alyssa outside of the HOH room, giving Alyssa many of the same points she gave to Christian, primarily that she has been with them since week one and had a relationship with them for a long time. And so she says, I don't trust people that come to me out of the blue wanting to work with me when they haven't had that history of a relationship. So you guys know that I'm with you because I've been with you from the start. And so after Christian's conversation with Whitney, Alyssa comes in and he goes, Hannah brought up a lot of good points. And Alyssa says, yeah, she just talked to me too. I don't think she'd come after us. She said she wouldn't, and I believe her. And he says, yeah, that's what I was saying. I think she'll work with us next week. And Alyssa agrees. She says, I think she'd keep us safe next week. He says, I think the only person that would come after us next week is Whitney. I don't think anybody else would do it. And Whitney said her target was Kylan. I don't believe that. She's not going to come after Kylan. Christian says, I don't want Hannah to go. But she doesn't want to go up. She's worried, like, what if Whitney comes down? Then what happens? Who do we put up? And Alyssa's like, Brittany? Nah, I don't want to put up Brittany. I don't want Brittany to go either. We could put up Azza? But Azza wouldn't go home. Hannah would go home. I mean, Big D? It's like, Big D, he's really annoying me, Alyssa says. Alyssa says, I'm really annoyed about Big D. Did you see how he acted in that meeting? Like, what was he doing? Like, why was he getting upset with us for asking him the question? Like, obviously, we have to ask you the question in a group setting like that. Like, what are you doing, Big D? And so they're trying to figure out, like, who should we put up next to Hannah if Whitney comes down? And this is kind of what Hannah was saying to Christian earlier. She was saying, if you put me up, the danger is that you won't have an option to put up next to me after Whitney comes down. And they pull in Hannah to try and help them solve this problem. And this is where I feel like Hannah dropped the ball a little bit after a great conversation earlier, because I don't think she realized how close Christian and Alyssa were to not putting Hannah up at all. She had the out to get them to put up somebody else, primarily Azza, if she had pulled in that direction. But I think at this point she felt like it was a lost cause, right? So she didn't push as hard as she needed to. Alyssa says, look, if you're next to Brittany, there's no way Brittany's staying. And Hannah says, okay. But Christian, will you gun for the veto if I go up as a pawn? Christian's like, absolutely. She says, all right, well, then if we're playing in the veto, who are you going to throw it to? Are you going to throw it to me? Are you going to try to win? He says, well, I don't want to throw it to you because I don't want to have to put up another person. So I would try to win and I would not use it. And she's like, okay, so who should I choose to play in the veto? It's like, why are you talking about the veto, Hannah? They're just about to not put you on the block. And then finally she's like, okay. And Christian's like, don't worry. Noms aren't going to change at all. We're going to win the veto. It's going to be fine. She's like, okay, well, why not just put up a joker? And he says, I think by not putting up a joker, it's the best chance that if the joker wins next week, I won't go up. And Hannah's like, but the joker said they were going to put you up anyway. And they're like, who on the joker said that? She says, like the whole team? She's like, no, not the whole team. Did Big D say that? Yeah, Big D said he would put you guys up. All right, so who am I picking in the veto? And they're like, well, maybe you should pick Derek. Maybe you shouldn't pick Derek. Either way, Hannah's going up on the block. That's set. That's set now. She missed that opportunity, but major kudos that Hannah was able to do the work that the rest of the cookout was not able to do here. She is no longer the target for Christian and Alyssa. Now, in the meantime, while this is happening, Xavier, who doesn't realize that Hannah has just pulled herself out of this fire, is panicking to Tiffany. Oh my God. I can't get through to Christian and Alyssa. If Hannah's the target, then we're going to have to expose ourselves. I mean, Tiffany, if it comes down to this, like, and we, it's a choice between exposing ourselves or letting Hannah go, like, we're going to have that conversation. And I'm just like, I'm so annoyed. I was so close. I had them this morning. They were with me. They wanted to target Whitney. And then they go and they talk to the Jokers. And after the Jokers conversation, all of a sudden they're like, no, definitely we need to target Hannah. Like, come on. What are they doing? And Tiffany's like, you know what? You're right. Like, is it just me, Xavier? Or are all the Jokers just one player combined? It's like they belong together. What the F did Frenchie do to them? So they're freaking out about that. Christian and Alyssa are then going to talk here. Christian says, you know, I'm happy with this decision. I feel so much better. She agrees. They're both pissed at Big D though. They said Big D should go next week. That's the problem. I apologize if we had a little bit of an interruption there. But basically, Tiffany was making fun of the Jokers. That's all you really missed if you missed it. So Christian goes on to continue his one-on-ones. He talks with Big D. Big D is like, why are you even questioning me, Christian? Why did you, in the meeting with the Jokers, why did you ask me who I'm putting up? You know who I'm putting up. And Christian's trying to explain. He's like, I have to ask you that question in front of your teammates. I can't expose that we've had that conversation before. And look, Big D, I'm being told that you guys are coming for me. I've been told that the Jokers are coming for us. And Big D is like, Christian, everyone is lying to you. Anyone who says they're not coming for the Kings is lying, including me. I'm coming for the Kings. I'm not going to put you up, Christian, but everyone is coming for the Kings. You guys have too many. You guys have too many people on your team. He says, but I'm not coming for you, Christian. And here's why. There's too many girls in this house. There's going to be a woman majority jury. No guy can sit next to a girl in the final two. The girl will win. And you know what? Hannah does make me nervous. I don't think she needs to go right now, but that's what we need to be doing. All right. That's that conversation. Christian's going to have more one-on-ones with the rest of the queens, telling them what he's doing. He talks to Kyland, Kyland asks, okay, so you're putting up, Hannah and Whitney. Whitney is now the target. Great. Who are you thinking about as a replacement nominee if Whitney comes down? And Christian says, I was thinking Azza. Kyland's like, okay, why not a bigger target? And Christian says, I have a good reason to put Azza up as a replacement. For lots of things. And Kylan said, well, the thing is, I just don't love that Brittany is trying to protect Whitney. So Kylan's going to try and push Brittany as a replacement nominee. And he's going to try to push this angle that Brittany and Whitney are still kind of, maybe linked. But for right now, it doesn't matter. Christian feels like it's not going to happen anyway.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And we're finally going to get to the nomination ceremony, at which Christian nominates Whitney and Hannah. Afterwards, we can start to speed this up a little bit. Christian tells Hannah that she should pick Derek for the veto, and it's fine if Whitney thinks they're going to have some plan to backdoor Derek, like, cool, that can be the fake story that they're going with. Whitney talks to Hannah. She's not very happy about the situation. Hannah says that it might be a backdoor for Derek, and Whitney's like, no, not Derek. I'd go home over Derek. I love Derek. Okay. Kristen talks to the Kings. He tells them that his target is Whitney, not Hannah. And Sarah Beth is pissed. She's like, okay, whichever one, but she says, nobody's going to target Hannah next week. Just so you guys know, Hannah's in the jury now. Just saying. Nobody's going to target her next week. Okay. All right. Kristen talks to Alyssa after this. She says, Christian, I just want to point out, I had a conversation with Sarah Beth earlier, and we're both a little bit concerned that, she brought this point up. She said that anytime her or me, like, say anything, the rest of the Royal Flush members fight us on it every time. I think that we're at the bottom of the Royal Flush. So this is interesting. Sarah Beth clearly is getting frustrated, clearly feels like she is at the bottom of something, clearly feels like there are things going on that she's not a part of, right? She's trying to express this to Alyssa. And Alyssa expresses it to Christian. Christian's first thought is, well, we should talk to them about it. She's like, no, why would we do that? We don't want to show that we don't trust them. She says, what I think that we should do in response to this is, I think that we should solidify our final four with Tiffany and Claire. And it's again like, oh, you guys were so close. You guys were so close. Okay, let's do that. Should we bring in a fifth? Should we bring Sarah Beth in as a fifth? Christian's like, yeah, but then I'd be the only guy left in the final five. And he says, in the majority of the jury is going to be women. And if I'm sitting next to a woman, then I don't know if I can win. It's like, Big D got to him. She's like, no, don't worry. You'll be fine. It's like, okay. Yeah. I'll be fine. He says, okay, so we'll talk more about the fifth. Maybe it'd be Sarah Beth. Maybe it wouldn't. Christian says, okay, so who should I nominate if Whitney comes off the block? That's what Kylan was asking me earlier. He says, I'd prefer to put up Azza, but I'm worried that Hannah would go, and I don't want Hannah to go over Azza. Alyssa says, I think Brittany is the best call. I think put up Brittany, and then we send Brittany home, we keep Hannah. He's like, I don't want Brittany to go, though. I think Brittany is more likely to vote for me in jury than Hannah. I think they both could, but I think Brittany's definitely going to vote for me in the jury over Hannah. So I don't want Brittany to go home. So they kind of table that discussion as well. And then they go and they bring up Claire and Tiffany. Let's solidify this final four alliance. Alyssa, Christian, Tiffany, and Claire. Look at us four, Christian says. He says, I don't want to speak for Alyssa, but we like you guys. And within the royal flush, you know, we're going to need people. What do you think? Tiffany says, I love it. You know, people are targeting you guys as a duo. Claire and I are a duo as well. So it only makes sense for duos to stick together. Christian says, yeah, and we've been feeling like we're at the bottom of the royal flush. And so I feel like we need to stick together. Absolutely. And Tiffany says, and they talk about like why they feel at the bottom of the royal flush. And, you know, talking about like Kylan and Kylan having Derek X and all of that. And Tiffany says, well, just so you guys know, I don't think Kai's duo is Derek X. I think his duo is Sarah Beth. And Alyssa's like, what? Sarah Beth? But I see him talk way more game with Derek. And then Tiffany is about to explain why she thinks it's Sarah Beth, but the feed's cut for a while. So I don't know where this conversation went. Anyway, after this conversation, Tiffany and Claire talk. They say that they talk about who else they might want to bring into this Final Four alliance. And Tiffany says it has to be Derek X and Hannah, but she's not sure if she can get Christian and Alyssa on board with that. So that's what they're thinking at that time. So Kristen's going to talk with Whitney, and she's trying to understand why she's on the block. We're reaching the tail end of the day here with a couple more stories left in the game. She wants to understand why she's on the block. Kristen says, look, I talked to everyone today and your name was brought up in a lot of the conversations, and something clicks in Whitney's mind. The paranoia escapes where she's kept it locked up. She's like, they all said my name. It must have been Kylan. Kylan must have gotten to them. He's got so many connections. Kylan's the only one who could have orchestrated turning the entire house against me at once and all saying my name coordinated. He must have gone around telling them all to do it individually so that it seemed like everyone wanted me out, because surely I'm not a house pariah. It must have been Kylan that did it. But why? How would he have known that I was saying his name? I've been so smart about this. He would never have known. I've barely told anybody except for like five people. But how would he know? Derek X. I trusted him. I told Derek X about Kylan. And then right after, he was talking to Kylan right after that conversation. For so long, he was talking to Kylan. He must have told Kylan that I wanted to target him. And then Kylan went around and told everyone to say my name. And that's why I'm on the block right now. Christian, can't you see? It's Kylan. It's all been Kylan all along. So that's Whitney's new theory. She no longer the guy that she was like, I love Derek, I would go home for him. She now feels like he has stabbed her in the back. It's Kylan. Just when I go, watch out for Kylan. And she's going to go around and tell like the whole house. She's going to go to Xavier. She's going to be like, Xavier, watch out for Kylan. You don't understand what just happened to me. And she tells Big D, and she tells everyone about this. That's what she's going to be going around doing that, for basically the rest of the night. Thinking this is the new, the plot here. So in the meantime, they're going to take a break. They're going to play with their big blue couch and their mafias and, you know, whatever. And there's going to be a big group conversation, going on. Xavier's kind of talking with Big D, and, this isn't like super relevant, but it was an interesting little piece of drama from yesterday. Xavier's talking to Big D about, like, I watch the show for the strategy. You watch the show for the drama, right? And Big D's like, I just like to see people get called out when they deserve to be called out. And Xavier's like, man, you've got Josh energy. Big D's like, I don't think I have Josh energy. Why would you say that? It's like, well, I mean, Josh is a winner. Like, I'm not saying it's bad. Like, you just, I don't know. Like, you just have, you know, you talking about wanting to call people out and stuff. Like, I just, it's Josh energy. It's like, why would I have Josh energy? I haven't picked up a single pot. What do you mean I have Josh energy? I think Josh is like, that's like immature energy. And Xavier's like, oh no, I don't think that Josh was immature. Didn't you like it when Josh like popped off on people? Big's like, no, I didn't. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then my perspective has changed then. You don't have Josh. I thought that you did like, you know, Josh popping off on people, but you don't. So then you don't have Josh energy. And Big D's like, I didn't like when you popped off on people. I just don't know why you would say that in front of so many people. Like, Josh is a winner. Now you're going to put a target on my back. Like, I'm going to win the game. Like, I don't even think that Josh, I think that Paul should have won. So it's not even like, you know, I just don't like that. You just need to be careful. And Oz is like, yeah. Oz is like, yeah, we just need to be a little more careful with, you know, with our words. That's all. We need to be careful with our words. And Xavier's like, yeah, Big D, you know, we need to be careful with it. We're like, Big D, you say I'm a lawyer. Like, we need to be careful with our words, right? And Big D's like, I'm my own energy. I'm not anybody else's energy. I'm me. I don't want to be compared to somebody else. I wouldn't do that. I mean, I don't think like I wouldn't compare somebody. I mean, like, I think Alyssa reminds me of Annalise, but beyond that, like, I wouldn't do that to somebody. It's like, just because I enjoy how Frenchie plays this game doesn't mean that I'm like Josh. You know, I just like it. Frenchie just shook things up, you know, like I expected somebody like me to be gone first. And instead it was somebody else because Frenchie, he shakes things up. That's all I'm saying. Xavier's like, Xavier bounces. Tiffany does her best to calm the situation down. Tiffany says, look, I'm gonna give you my perspective on this. She says, he says first, Josh energy is not good. She's like, I don't think you need to worry too much, Big D. Josh energy is not good. I don't want people to think I have Josh capabilities. He won the game. And she's like, I don't think he meant it that way. I don't think he meant it in a derogatory way. She says, look, this is what I think. You took it to mean Josh behavior, but he said Josh energy, which isn't necessarily the same thing. She says, I think all he meant to say is that you're not afraid to speak up when something needs to be said. And I love Xavier. I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but Xavier is not that kind of person. Xavier is the kind of person who takes things in, he holds them in, he saves it for later, right? He's a silent killer. You're more of like an AK-47, blast him in the face. And I am too. I've got a couple of pistols in my pocket, but it depends on what I want to use. But that's really all I wrote down because the rest of it was just boring, calming people down. I just like that. So she helps alleviate this. It's just some drama. It's just some drama from the day before, but it's fine. So to continue on the Whitney saga, after all of the group stuff, Alyssa, Xavier, and Christian are going to be talking. Whitney has now talked to Alyssa and Christian about the theories that she has. And Alyssa says, you know, I kind of believe what Whitney's been saying. Like, I don't think she was coming after us. I think maybe people were making that up. And Xavier's like, well, I mean, I just think it's important that we stick with the decision that we made and we respect Christian's wishes. Don't we all agree that we should stop going back and forth so much that we, you know, now she's not in the alliance. We've already put her up. She's already the target. We should, you know, we should keep this. We need to stop really, you know, it's, which is funny because Xavier is the guy earlier in the day that was like, let's keep our options open. Let's not make a concrete decision yet. Now he's like, I mean, now that we've made the decision, you know, the decision is made, I think. Right. And Alyssa and Christian are like, yeah, you know, you're right. You're right. You're right. The decision is made. She's not in the alliance. Even if she was telling the truth, it's too late. It's too late. But he does bring up some good points about Kyland. You know, just bring some good points about Kyland. And she kind of does. Then we have really the final storyline of the night here is another Big D storyline. And Alyssa is going to talk to Big D, and she lets him know that over the course of the conversations that they had, she was told by somebody that Big D was coming for them and would put her and Christian on the block. And Big D is pissed. What? Who said that? How could I? That's not true. Who told you that? And he thinks it's Whitney's. That Whitney with her blonde extensions, he's gonna leave the conversation, he's gonna go around talking all kinds of crap about Whitney. He comes back to Alyssa. He's like, I'm just so pissed about this, about what you told me. I can't believe Whitney would say that. She's like, I didn't say it was Whitney. It's not Whitney. Oh. Well, who was it then? I don't feel comfortable telling you who it was necessarily, but it wasn't Whitney. It's like, will you at least tell me if I win HOH, will you tell me? She's like, yes. Yeah, I'll tell you. If you win HOH, I'll tell you who it is. Okay. And Alyssa goes to Christian and she's like, guess what I just did? I got Big D all riled up. And so now if Big D wins the HOH, I'm going to tell him it was Hannah that said that. And then he'll go after Hannah. Boom. Easy. Big D goes to Azza. He's like, I think I know who said it. I think Hannah said it. I think Hannah did it. I can't believe, why would she do that? I think she did it. If I win HOH, I'm going to, if she tells me it's Hannah, I'm putting Hannah on the block. That was pretty much the night. So that's kind of what we have for the day. So basically, Hannah and Whitney are on the block. The veto competition is going to be interesting. If Whitney wins the veto competition, then Christian really wants to put up Azza, but he's worried that Hannah might go home if he puts up Azza. But he still may be inclined to put up Azza. He may decide he wants to shift his target back over to Hannah, depending on how things play out with all of that. He may also put up Brittany. That's kind of what Alyssa has been pushing for. Brittany would be the replacement target. And yes, people have talked about how Brittany was in the room for the conversation between Azza and Big D and how they were talking about the cookout. People are thinking that perhaps Brittany overheard some of the cookout talk. For that, I would say tune in tomorrow. If Brittany says anything about the cookout tomorrow, then I'll let you know. Otherwise, I wouldn't get too sort of worked up about it. So Whitney and Hannah on the block. Brittany as a potential replacement target. For better or worse, Brittany has managed to get herself off the pawn radar and onto the target radar. You know, we can see what happens with that. Whitney is going full force against Kyland right now, it's kind of worked a little bit. We could see if this continues to work on Alyssa and Christian in the short term, but Alyssa and Christian have already started down the path that is going to be very difficult to walk back from unless they put Azza up on the block as a replacement. That could start the whole thing spiraling again. So the veto competition is going to be very important. They're going to play it today. We'll see what happens with it. We know that Christian will be playing in the veto competition. We know that he has lost very few competitions this season so far. So if he is trying to win it, there's a decent chance he will again win something here, but we'll see. And we've got this whole Big D situation. I think it'll blow over, this whole Hannah thing. He might be mad at Hannah. He might whatever, but I don't think it's going to be an issue. And let's be real, Big D's not winning the next HOH, so don't worry about it too much. We've got a new Final Four between Christian, Alyssa, Claire, and Tiffany, which is probably pretty fake, but does give Tiffany some incentive to keep the showmance around a little bit longer. They are so valuable to her game, and maybe she will start to understand that here. So we'll see what goes on here. Any questions from the chat as we start to wrap this up? I see one from Cutie Pie here. Who should Tiffany target if she wins the HOH? Who needs to win the endurance competition? I think that Tiffany should target. Really, she doesn't need to target anybody. She's like pretty covered all around. But Brittany is a pretty good target for her. She would. Yeah, I really don't think she should target the showmance. I really don't. If she could somehow get Sarah Beth out, that'd be tasty for her. But I don't know if she could in a way that is clean enough to make it work. But you never know. Who needs to win the endurance competition? Alyssa, I think. I think Alyssa and Christian will be the primary targets for a lot of people coming out of this week, because I don't think they played this week, so far at least, as well as they needed to. And so Alyssa will need to win, and I think she could, but she really needs to, I think. Why don't they put Big D up as a replacement? They just don't think it's worth it. Also, he's a guy, and Christian doesn't want a guy to go. There are enough guys that have already left. Who votes for Hannah if she stays on the block? Most of the house right now. She should be good. All of the cookout, which is five votes, plus Derek X, plus Claire, which is 7 out of 10, which worst case scenario only leaves Sarah Beth, Brittany, and, you know, that one other person that I'm forgetting about. Is the showmance between Whitney and Xavier totally fake? Yeah. It's not even real enough to be fake, really. Do I think Sarah Beth is starting to catch on to the cookout? I don't know that she's catching on to the cookout specifically, but she definitely knows that there's something going on that she's not a part of. And I definitely think she knows that Kyland is a part of it. Is Hannah officially a member of the cookout? They have not all told her the name, no, just the Azza situation before, but they are protecting her like she is at the moment. Who's most likely to figure out the cookout first? Sarah Beth or Claire, I think either one. Or maybe Brittany Heard, I don't know. If Azza and Hannah are on the block, who will go home? That's an interesting question, because I think that Christian will perhaps want Azza to go, which might mean Azza is actually the path of least resistance, which might mean that, you know, Tiffany and Kyland and Xavier, who all would probably prefer to keep Hannah, may move in that direction. It depends. I think that they would want to do what the rest of the house wants to do, because I think that they would prefer to keep Hannah in general. But they would more prefer to keep the house happy and maintain their cover. So if Christian wants Azza to go, I think that Azza could actually go. With Claire winning 2 weeks of safety, what path should she do? Should she make to get her jury phase, have a better jury phase? She just needs to figure out that she is in a rough position with the cookout. So that she can figure out what to do from it from there. I mean, it's really just about, like, it's hard to say what Claire should do until she figures out the position that she's actually in. What's my prediction for the endurance comp on Thursday? I think I talked about this, but it's likely going to be something that is simple to set up for a lot of people. So it could be some kind of wall or something like that. Does anyone know what the catch for Claire winning one is? There's been speculation that it might be that she doesn't have a vote, but I don't think there's anything that's like locked in stone. We know for sure what it is. Claire has been quiet since the meeting. Yeah, it did seem like Claire was noticing as well that there was a lot of protection involved for Hannah. And by the way, Claire was not trying to throw in her lot with Hannah. She was not really active in that meeting. So it's possible that Claire is thinking along these lines, but I do think that the alliance that they made with Christian and Alyssa may have helped soothe some of those worries, perhaps. Not sure. Will there be a jury buyback this season? I don't think so, personally. Is Claire in trouble with getting 2 weeks of safety like Netta was? I mean, she's definitely a potential target at the start of jury, which is, Tiffany's plan. But, it's been a few days now from Tiffany's plan, so I don't even know if that'll happen. Is the Whitney won't vote for a man in jury thing fake or real from Kyland? It's real. She said that. She says she wants... I mean, she didn't say she wouldn't vote for a man, but she said she really wants a woman to win and she wants an all-woman final too. So people kind of like take that and go with it. All right. Okay. I think that's about what we have here today. Fun update. Thank you guys for joining me here. Lots of interesting things going down today or yesterday. The week will probably be somewhat set in stone from this point forward. Again, it's a one full day of strategy for a week's worth of game here, unless something happens with this veto. The veto could definitely help change the situation and make things trickier. But great job all around from the cookout. They all contributed, maybe pushed a little too hard here or there, maybe exposed themselves a little bit. But for the most part, Hannah came in to save the day for herself. If they get through this week unscathed, which looks like they might, then they are looking very good moving forward, assuming that they continue along the path that Tiffany has set for them. So that's what we've got. I also, in case anyone is wondering, I got a text last night that my things should be arriving today. In case you've been following that saga, an update for that. Some of you might care. So they're supposed to be here actually like 15 minutes ago, but given the track record, I expect they'll be here sometime tonight, if at all. But we'll see. Hopefully it's not all broken and stuff, right? So, Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us here. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I should be able to stream some more now, assuming I have a working computer that arrives at some point today. That should be fun. I appreciate you guys hanging out. You can, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Live all the time for lots of Big Brother stuff and other stuff too. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. I'll be back here to tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today. I will be watching, I guess, as I unpack, assuming that again it actually comes at a reasonable time. I'll update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds tomorrow night. We'll have another Sunday night episode. I'll be live on Twitch to watch it with you guys, and then after that we'll be live with a podcast. And then so on and so forth. Once again, I really appreciate you guys hanging out with me here. I hope you enjoyed the solo update, and I will see all of you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.